This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. I got off the plane from L.A. last night about midnight, maybe 1 in the morning East Coast time. Flipped on my phone after 5 hours offline, only to find that my Twitter feed had pretty much blown up Beyoncé all over the place, which was kind of unusual, actually, since there's mostly a whole lot of economics and finance in my Twitter feed, not so much divas, if you know what I mean. As we all know now, Beyoncé released her fifth album last night called Simply Beyoncé. Just put it out there on iTunes. She did no heads up, no multi-million dollar ad campaign, no top 40 stations playing a few singles to death before we could buy the thing. And you know what? None of that really mattered because she is already at the top of the charts. Marketplace's David Gurra was doing the budget deal yesterday. Today, he's on the Beyoncé beat.
It dropped at midnight.
We wake up on Friday the 13th and we get a present.
Stephanie Keller teaches in the business and management program at the Berklee College of Music.
How fabulous is that?
In this day and age, a surprise like this one is rare. What I'm viewing's a little different. Michael Wood covers music for the LA Times, and he calls Queen Bee a master of the non-disclosure agreement.
The one person you don't want to cross is Beyoncé.
You got that? Wood says this album stands out when you compare it to releases by Katy Perry and Lady Gaga.
These albums are the sort of end point of a humongous multi-prong campaign with concerts and TV appearances and et cetera, et cetera.
Not so for Beyoncé. Wood says that as great as this is for B, it's as great for iTunes. It's the only place to buy the album right now, and you can't buy the songs a la carte. So is this upending anything? Should we expect a surprise album from another artist? John Rose used to be the head of strategy at EMI.
To make something like that work, you have to have the kind of overarching followership and engagement that Beyoncé and only a handful of artists have.
Beyoncé announced this album on Instagram, where she has more than 8 million followers. Beyoncé follows no one. I'm David Gurra for Marketplace.